Let's get an update on the Nature Boy Ric Flair himself. Speaking to people who need an encouragement,
yeah,
who are facing adversity, and who have seen a hospital or two in the past few months, Ric Flair has been one who's received a lot of support. Of course, he released a video actually short a while. I remember we posted it on Twitter, on at Turnbuckle Trash Dave.
Well, Ric Flair, he's a legend. I mean, you just got to say, in Sports Illustrated, he is a legend. He had a medical issue that a lot of different reports are saying different things. But what I can get, kind of tell you is that he had to have surgery. There was a possible blockage in his colon.
Oh.
And he's lost a lot of weight. He was near death. He was actually put into a medically induced coma. And a lot of people now are saying his recovery is literally a miracle.
Sure.
What a tough guy.
The video that you see, you don't even recognize it as Ric Flair. No. He's lost a ton of weight. So it's really scary, but to see him actually talk and to see him have his voice back and his personality still there, really impressive. I mean, he's got to be exhausted, but we're pulling for your Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
And by the way, November the 7th, I think is the date, if I'm just doing this off the top of my head, a 30 for 30 on ESPN will be about the Nature Boy, Ric Flair.
Oh, no way.
And then an incredible story for Ric Flair. He was, as a child, he was actually abducted, kidnapped from his birth parents, put into an adoption agency. Now, this happened in Memphis, Tennessee, my hometown.
Sure.
So that's where he's from originally. But he was adopted by a doctor and his wife in Minnesota. Rick says those are his parents. Good for him. And then, as you go forward, in the early days of his professional wrestling career, he was involved in a plane crash, and it broke his back. So that's why when you watch Ric Flair matches, when he's being flipped and he does a back flop, he doesn't land directly on his back. He always lands on his side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fascinating story from a legend in the business. He, in the last few years, it's kind of been a parody of himself. But this guy made sports entertainment, kept it alive before Hulk Hogan came. And then with his great feud with Hogan. And to be honest with you, Rick over Hogan any day.
With that. Absolutely. Yeah.
But fascinating stuff. So ESPN 30 for 30. I believe it's November the 7th. That's kind of off the top of my head.
By the way, if you haven't seen those 30 for 30s yet, they are incredible. The work done by them is the utmost professional work I've ever seen of any documentary series in my life. They are Emmy winning, actually, twice.
And they've done, they did one on the Von Erich family.
Yes, that's
several years ago. That was very good.
Really good.
And they've done NXT.
Oh.
They did a backstage story with NXT. We talk Sports Illustrated. I call it professional wrestling. But these guys are athletes. And above all, they are people that make mistakes, people that do great things. And these people put their bodies on the line for our entertainment. So much love to the professional
wrestlers. Great work. Great work. I love it. Coming up, we'll conclude and wrap this thing up with a pretty little bow. It's Zane Pearson, AJ Salveson, Dave Denton with you. You're listening to Turnbuckle Trash.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Wait for the signal. Wait for it.
Let's go.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
That does it for another exciting show. Good episode today. Better episode next time.
Yes, and well, we're going to effort having Zane with us. We're working out some technical kinks to where we can
technical
all three
kinks. Yeah. You mean Zane just needs to actually figure it out.
Well, no, it's me actually.
Can we blame Zane though? I feel like blaming Zane is the right thing to do.
Let's do that.
Let's just blame everything. You know what, Zane? This is all your fault.
Yeah.
This is all your fault.
You had to move to Manti, Utah because you got paid more money. Yeah, he lives in Manti.
I mean, the closest store you have to you is Farmer's Market. That's not even in Manti. Wow. Cool move, Zane.
Way to go, Zane.
You screwed. Oh, gosh. Messed everything up for us. It's been fun. Big thanks to Chris Evans. Always great work from him. You can find Chris Evans on Facebook on Turnbuckle Trash. He's always posting incredible, great knowledge, dropping the knowledge bomb on us all the time.
And thanks to your friend from 12
Mark Douglas. No, Mark Douglas does a great job. I think we're going to have him on again here in a couple weeks.
That's fine.
He does great stuff. Really big wrestling fan. I loved his take on this last interview. And him being back and seeing what he sees and what he enjoys about it. It's good stuff. Big thanks to your beautiful wife, too, Teresa, for allowing us to invade your home. You outkicked your coverage.
I sure did.
Some Ray Finkled their coverage, you know, laces out. But some actually kicked it, their coverage, and you did. You're
preaching to the choir, brother. You're preaching to the choir. Amen. I outkicked my coverage.
No. Oh, my gosh. Put your hand down. All right.
It's just the BO.
We're going to get us out of here, folks. Yeah. Sorry. Audrey Salveson, Dave Denton, Zane Peterson. You've been listening to another episode of Turnbuckle Trash.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Those guys look big and mean. I think they want to hurt us.
What do you call that, a flying springboard knee to the face?
Oh, that works.
I like to hurt people.
Pretending to wrestle is the most fun in the whole world.
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being. If you don't agree with them, get your own dang pod.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And in the immortal words of Ric Flair, woo!
From 1996 to 2001, Monday Night Raw never lost a rating show to Monday Night Football.
Really, really connected with the Macho Man, his character, and really, I think it was his promos that really got me hooked.
Well, you can honestly say this with me. He's not like his daddy.
That set Roman Reigns' hair on fire.
Right. So that's what he looks like when he's constipated.